Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
This devotion was written by Stephen Hankel and read by Judy Wilson. Suffer the Little Children. Matthew 19, verses 13 through 15. Then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. As part of the morning services at our church, there is children's time. It is one of my favorite parts of the service. Usually it consists of an object lesson and a brief story told to the kids by the pastor. Very seldom does a session end without a reply from one or more of the children that brings joy and many times laughter from the adults. At a recent church Thanksgiving dinner, the pastor highlighted the blessings that he referred to as dreams come true throughout the year. Then he invited everyone to share a dream they had for the future of the church by writing it on a sticky note and placing it on one of the large glass windows alongside the room. The children were included in the invitation. One youngster shared his honest and humorous dream of playing basketball in Sunday school. As the saying goes, you can't make this stuff up. It is encouraging to see young people using their musical talent in various church services. This includes instrumental solos, a youth choir, and a handbell choir. Young people also help with communion, church offerings, candle lighting, and other tasks. Our scripture relays a story of people being rebuked by the disciples for bringing children to Jesus to be blessed. But Jesus said, "Suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." Proverbs 22, verse 6 proclaims, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Children face some serious challenges in our world and need our prayers, protection, and encouragement. I'm thankful for opportunities for our youth to serve and worship, and for parents and family support systems that share responsibility to bring up a child in the way he should go. Thank you, Father, for our young people. We pray for wisdom as we share a community of love and protection for children. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.